It's time to have a look at some audio described theatre news, and I suppose it's a bit of a changeable feast. With us, we have Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts. Hello, Anne.
Hello there, Alan.
It must be a bit of a tricky time with the tier system changing. We're not sure what tier certain areas will go into. It must be a really difficult time for yourself and theatres in general, not knowing if they're going to be able to have people through the doors.
It certainly is. I mean, I did write a poem the other day which was in tears, because I just thought one day we've got nine shows definitely going ahead. The next, it looks like four might go ahead, but then things might change, tiers might change. So it is very, very difficult for all the people rehearsing, doing all the planning, the publicity, and obviously for the audiences who don't know whether to book, don't know whether to wait and book. But obviously, because of the socially distanced numbers, there aren't as many tickets as there would be normally. So I think I would say to people, well, if you fancy going, do book, because you'll obviously get your money back if the show doesn't go ahead. But if you wait, and then there might not be any tickets left. So it is a really difficult time for everybody trying to know what to do for the best, really.
Well, we will highlight, I think we've got three we're going to look at today, and we'll give the contact details later because you will, of course, update your pages and information as soon as you have all the latest details as well. So let's start off,
Yes.
first of all, in Liverpool.
Okay, well, Liverpool has been in the news as it was the highest place in terms of infections, and it had a severe clampdown. And of course, they did all the testing there. The good news about Liverpool is that it's now in tier two. And if you're in tier two, that means the theatres can open. So we're delighted to be describing two shows in Liverpool. One of these is A Christmas Carol, of course, the wonderful perennial favourite. That's being described by my colleague Michael in Liverpool at the Playhouse. And then the other big one in Liverpool is the Selection Box, which is a little bit like a variety show, but it has little moments, little excerpts of some of the craziest Christmas shows from over the years. So that will be a lot of fun. And I think those kinds of shows will make us feel a lot better over the festive period.
Oh, Panto absolutely does give you that little boost as well. Fingers crossed for those. Where are
Yeah.
we off to next?
We'll go to Norwich, sort of the opposite side of England, really, down to Norwich. And again, they're in one of the lower tiers. So these two shows should go ahead. We've got two shows on one day. So that's the 19th of December. There's a large Norfolk and Norwich Federation for the Blind in that part of the country. So hoping that lots of them might feel like coming along. Once you get inside the theatre, you'll be very well looked after. There we have Panto in a Pickle, which is again little excerpts from different pantos from over the years, played by the Dame. The Dame has a huge following in Norwich, so I think that'll be very popular. And the other one is interesting because it is A Christmas Carol, again, the story of Scrooge and his visitations. But this is done more in an acrobatic circus style. So more challenging for the describer, and that should be really interesting. So that's two shows. They're only about an hour or so each, and you can have two bites of the cherry on one day.
Sounds like a great selection as well. And let's finish off in Chester.
Yes, in Chester, A Christmas Carol again. So this is a different production to the one in Liverpool. This is a Chester Story House. Again, in Chester, we're in tier two, so we should be safe to open there. And we are talking about if there is any way we can do a kind of alternative touch tour for this. Maybe if people come along early, they can have a talk from the auditorium. Some of the actors might just come along and say hello. We're talking about whether there are any alternative props or maybe some fabric from some of the costumes that could actually be handled and cleaned and sanitized and so on. So we're having those conversations just to see if there's any way around the normal touch tour that we do there.
Great stuff. When is that one, Anne, in Chester?
So that's A Christmas Carol at Story House in Chester. That one's on Tuesday, the 5th of January. So that'd be a nice way to sort of end your Christmas and New Year celebrations.
Oh, yeah, hopefully a better 2021. Now, as we said, it is a bit of a movable feast at the moment in terms of the tiers and the effects that does have. You do keep people very much up to date across the country. So what are those details, Anne, if people would like more info from Mind's Eye Arts?
So that's really for shows in Manchester and Lancaster, Birmingham and Bristol and Stoke. If we have news that they're going ahead, we'll certainly let people know. So we're on Twitter, that's at Mind's Eye Arts. If you go to our website, that's mindseyedescription.co.uk, and you go to the events page and the calendar on there, and we update that all the time as soon as we have any details. We love to hear from people on our Facebook page as well, that's Mind's Eye Description, and we're on Instagram too, Mind's Eye Description. So lots of ways to follow us, to keep in touch, and just drop us an email if you've got a query about anything as well, mindseyedescription@gmail.com.
And pleasure speaking with you as always. We'll catch up once again to update people on the audio described offerings in their area. But thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.